Good morning. This is C-SPAN, and welcome to your weekly roundtable call. So this week we have another high-impact man. We have F3 Darby. We're going to talk about a bunch of cool things that he's got going. Obviously, he's got Rangers or something in his background, so he's going to give us a full story on how he got to this point. But this is a cool way. If you're a first FQ or a Nantan and you want to get involved. I know we all like to do these physical challenges. This is a great way for you to get involved. Money's going to a great charity, and I'm going to get out of his way and let's let him tell his story. So, brother, you're up. Lay it on
him. Awesome. Thanks, C-SPAN, and I appreciate the opportunity to discuss how F3 kept me alive. A Virginia Beach native, went in the military in the Army 2001, right before September 11th. Shit hit the fan pretty quickly for me and served 7 years in the Army, got out in 07, came back to the States, worked here and there, but slowly fell apart because I was lonely. I didn't have a network. And then I moved up to Raleigh and got emotionally headlocked into going to F3 back in the spring of 2012, right when the Raleigh scene was kind of kicking off, and instantly fell in love with it. And coincidentally, Dredd was at my first workout. He's the one that gave me my F3 name, and who I would have never thought that I would be running an organization called the Darby Project for 4+ years later. And for context, go ahead.
Hey, brother, we got to give a shout out to whoever EH'd you, because that sounds like somebody you can who knows how to apply the emotional headlock correctly. Who EH'd you?
His name is Greg Brown. Fuck the Chicken. FTC is his F3 name. It was still back in the day when nicknames were fairly harsh. But
yep.
You are correct. He stayed hard on me. I mean, it was like, you got to come to F3. No, you got to come to F3. No, no. And I mean, this went on for months until finally, it really was I'm going to go just to shut you up, because I'm going to tell you now, this whole morning PT thing that I gave up when I left the military ain't for me anymore. But it was like they hit me with a poison dart in my neck, and I got hooked, because it was exactly what I was missing in a very, very low spot in my life. About to run into my first divorce and lose everything. And F3 is what kept me alive. Like, I'd be dead without F3. I can make that honest assessment that I would have crumbled in a time of need, and I wouldn't have had a community and the guys that I just by showing up. It's not like anybody did anything special. It's just they were there. Like, it was somewhere that I could go in the morning and I could just forget about what was going on. I could just do some PT with some other dudes that had volunteered their time. That was the biggest part. Like, I wasn't paying these guys to show up there and do this kind of stuff. And it was really the wings that I needed to glide on for a little while from 2012, and then part of 2013 were my like discovery years, and ended up going down to Costa Rica for a show and meeting my wife that I have now. And life has really done a 360 for me, or 180, sorry. And now I'm running a department of a particular larger organization called Gallant Few, which Gallant Few focuses on transition assistance and mentorship building and community building across the veterans and active duty spectrum. And my division focuses specifically on U.S. Army Rangers, so it's the Darby Project. And we've been helping Ranger veterans. We've been helping active duty Rangers for a number of years. And Run Ranger Run is our annual fundraiser that we do, and that's how we fund the amazing things we do for the community. I know that was a whole bunch of information at once, but that's the Empire State Building elevator speech, if I say.
Yeah, and brother, you nailed it. And I think. I always want to make sure we get the shout out to whoever put the H on you. That and I appreciate the guy that just didn't give up on you. I think that's
for
the guys listening to the podcast today, understand that sometimes when it gets uncomfortable, where the guy says, "Hey, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you," is the guy that actually needs you the most. So, brother, I'm gonna let you get into your Yeah, thank you for your service, and I'm going to let you get into the real reason why we're here tonight.
Well, perfect. And that is so true. You know, it is really just about showing up and being a positive, reoccurring presence in someone's life. And you know, by supporting Run Ranger Run, which Run Ranger Run, the premise of it is teams of 10 that it can be located anywhere in the country. You do not have to be in the same geographical location. Teams of 10 pledge to run, bike, swim, measure distance, 565 miles collectively as a team. So that means 56.5 miles per person, 2 miles a day from February 1st to February 28th. All the miles are logged online. You are responsible for your portion of the miles. You don't have to pledge a dollar per mile, a penny per mile. It is simply the act of participating and sharing a link that you are supporting Run Ranger Run in this capacity. And there is a spot for people to donate in increments of 5, 10, 25, or whatever numbers that they want. But it is not a walk-a-thon or a run-a-thon. It is a team effort that stretches out from – it actually registration started last week and goes through March 1st. So you register your team, you complete the miles in February, you do a lot of kind of campaigning to get people to help support you beforehand, and you raise funds and you allow Gallant Few and Darby Project and our other programs to continually touch and affect the lives of active duty service members and veterans of all branches, to include getting people to marital counseling, paying past due bills, to just give them a little bit more breathing room, to where they can figure their finances out and get themselves out of bad decisions and situations, to getting people to the substance abuse treatment facilities that they desperately need to go to and finally are willing and able to, you know, willing and accepting to go. Putting on recovery retreats like rock climbing trips and trips out and camping and other things like that, to where we can bring communities together, we can bring like-minded individuals together, and just start the process of healing and start the process of community building. Because I think that's one of the biggest things that F3 really taught me, was that it's community. It takes a village. And I use the reference Ratatouille a lot, from the book that he reads in there, Anyone Can Cook. And it's not that it's not that anyone can cook, it's that a good cook can come from anywhere. And I think a lot of military people lose out on getting the community aspect, regardless if it's a veteran. So that's just the scope of what Run Ranger Run supports. And do you want me to go into this kind of part that the Darby challenge that I've put together for F3 guys?
Yeah, and so I think the first thing we got to do is the first thing, every question we're going to get, because I'm going to get 100 of them as people listen to this, is open. You can ruck it. You can run it. If you're hurt, you can walk it. You can do whatever, right? Because that's the first question
Absolutely.
They're all going to ask me.
Yeah, yep.
And so
it can
your
be,
thing
is it can be indoor.
Get a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a team and get after it, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, we had a Navy guy that was on a ship last year that could not physically run his mileage. So he rode on a naval ship. He rode and he ran on a treadmill his entire 565 miles himself through the month of February. So
awesome. Yeah, let's get it. Just jump right in, because I know that's the once we get out of the way, all the F3 guys are going to figure out how to get involved. So let's get after it.
Awesome. Well, so, you know, in the true nature and the true – in sticking with F3 tradition, I know we all love patches. So how could I create, you know, a healthy competition or a healthy goal to attain within the F3 brotherhood than creating a very unique, one-of-a-kind, one-only patch that you earn when you ruck or run or do whatever your 56.5 miles each? And last year – We stuck the title, you know, you got the patch from doing your part. This year we're kind of up in the ante. Now it's going to be a team effort. Every single guy's got to sign up. They got to pledge to run. They got to pledge to move 56.5 miles. But the whole team has to complete it. If the whole team doesn't complete it, then nobody gets the patch. And so I'm trying to throw some teamwork and some accountability towards each other in the play this year. because I know that that's one of the biggest things that F3 gives me is that accountability, is that sense of team effort. So the guys are going to that are signed up. We have a when you sign up for Run Ranger Run, you're going to be asked to join a corporate team. There is a F3 Nation corporate team. So guys will sign up. They'll create their own individual team. It'll go underneath the F3 Nation flag. And then based on donations and mileage, we will rank the top monetary leaders. We'll rank the mileage leaders. And we're going to have some pretty unique unique things to give away on the other side of this. So I believe that the F3 community has the power to really make a massive impact within Run Ranger Run. I've seen you do it. I've seen us do it for other things. And, you know, if F3 Nation support of this gets one more of me to finally show up at F3 somewhere else in a new AO where he gets to be a Q and learn and unleash and unlock the potential that he already knows he has in himself to lead like he did in the military, that's worth every single penny we throw at this thing. That's worth every single effort. And I mean, it might not even be a monetary effort. Just somebody being involved can be a link in the chain to get somebody to us. And that's, at the end of the day, if I have a dozen different teams from F3 that have completed all their mileage and raised little money, that's a win, because we've still gotten the awareness factor taken care of. And you know, just to see the support that it's grown in the 2 years we've done it, you know, Coop Dog has been a major help of putting this thing together with me. And I'll share the F3 Derby Challenge document that he helped create. Well, I should more say he actually created, and I kind of threw a couple sprinkles on top of it. But it explains the Derby Challenge in depth and how people can, and the steps you need to get involved. But I just know that we can make a huge impact together, and I would be humbled if guys were willing to support.
All right, so. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions because it's my podcast, so I get to do whatever I want. First is,
yes.
So the first one was, I know last year it seemed like you guys had, your social media presence was strong. So do you have a Twitter handle that the guys can follow, or an Instagram, or how do you normally do it?
So the Twitter handle for the challenge itself is F3 Derby Challenge. My
okay.
Twitter handle is F3 Derby. And I had started to run everything through the F3 Derby Challenge Twitter
okay.
handle. And I'll tell you, the from the first year to the second year, the biggest thing, the only thing we really changed was we didn't do a patch the first year. We did a patch the second year. And that seemed to draw more guys to get involved. So it was that, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I love the team I just love that team concept that everybody's got to jump in. I actually was on a team last year and got hurt, and my guys actually picked up my mileage, which I'm going to tell you is the other cool part about F3 or just this event is it's kind of like Blue Ridge where somebody gets hurt, somebody's got to jump in and just take a portion, and it's a really cool way to
absolutely
you know, kind of. The other one, are you guys doing the cool T-shirts again this year?
We are, you know, in regards to, like, the actual Run Ranger Run T-shirts?
Absolutely.
Yes. We are doing, there is a Run Ranger Run T-shirt, so when you get signed up for Run Ranger Run, you get the this year's T-shirt, which has kind of a sports theme. We're going with Pep Rally theme this year. So, and this being the seventh year, that's why I know there's going to be a ton of people like, what's this number seven for? And that's because it's the seventh year of Run Ranger Run.
Awesome. And then, as let's say this, and this does happen where we have smaller regions where somebody can't, let's say they can't field a full team. You're just going to recommend they jump on social media and then try and just pair up with other F3 guys, right?
I would say just like all the guys, just like I did for the Star Course, for GoRuck Star Course in May. I reached out to the F3 rucking community to get guys for that team, and I met the three dudes I did the Star Course with I had never met in my life. And we did the freaking inaugural GoRuck Star Course together, and It was awesome. So, yeah, guys that can't feel the team in your own AOs, well, one, you're not working hard enough. But two, you can get somebody from outside the AO you operate in if you want. And truth be told, your team doesn't have to be all F3 people. You know, if they EH somebody into running, then they're going to be doing a lot of cheating. You know, they're going to be cheating on their F3 community, because then that means that person will not have gone to F3 with them. Because that's the thing of this, is most of these miles, dudes are running already. Like, they're not going to alter anything, really, to do these miles. Because it doesn't have to be 2 miles a day. It can be 10 miles a weekend or whatever you want to break it up. Like, I do all three. I do 56.5 ruck, 56.5 run, and 56.5 ride. And so I do the whole biking at once. And I usually save that for the middle. So guys, you can break it up any way you want.
Yeah, and you might have to come up with something crazy for somebody who wants to triple down. The guy on the Navy ship that did all three, we might have to come up with a word for that or something. Because
Absolutely.
If somebody does if we come up with some crazy term, well, let's say you run it, you ruck it, and you ride the entire thing, we can come up with a crazy name for that.
Hey, you know what that is? That is because I'm already conceiving the patch for this year. So if somebody rucks it, runs it, and rides it, you will get a special identifier on your patch that designates that you did that. Almost like having a CIB with a star on it. Like you went to combat twice.
Yeah, and so you're thinking, a little gold star might make a difference to somebody. Because I'm thinking, that's exactly where I was going. It's like, you served three campaigns. So I,
I'm
liking that one.
I honestly, to be truthfully, like, I did the first Go Ruck Star course, one, because I saw the ad when it was still like $60. So I was like, what's $60 to go try something like that? But also, I thought the patch was going to say class 001. Because there's something to be said about doing the first one of the things. And when I got the Star Course patch, I was like, huh, it doesn't have 001 on it. That kind of sucks. So we made – a guy made that finished, he made another patch. And it's actually funny. I'll send you a picture. But it's because the first Go Ruck Star Course was so wet, the patch is like the DC is underwater, but it says class 001. So I firmly believe that guys – that want to set to that goal, getting that extra, that star or whatever it is. Like, I think that will resonate.
I think one thing we're known for on the round table is our sales and marketing is strong. So we know if you are crazy enough to do all three segments on your own, they will be a special award, and you might actually get a shout out on the round table on a future episode.
Yeah.
So, hey brother, I think, really, just awesome testimony and, Glad you came up with a way to find your D2X. Obviously, once we started talking about it, you have found your D2X, and that is awesome. So I'm going to let you get the last comments in tonight, and lay it on us, brother.
Awesome. Well, hey, I think you said it too. Just being there makes all the difference in the world. You know, I tell other vets, I tell other guys, man, just show up. Just show up, and they're looking for you. They are looking for your friendship, they're looking for your leadership, and I can't say enough that F3 changed and saved my life, and I'm excited and proud to be a part of it, and even in things like this, I mean, it just makes me even prouder to see all the support we already have through Coop Dog, through being on this, and just the guidance I've gotten from my crew. And I gotta say to everybody out there, if you're not queuing workouts, man, step up and queue, learn how to queue, go to queue school, but step up and lead. If you've never done it before, unlock your potential. There's so many guys in and out there just not queuing, and you need to step up, and you need to know what it feels like to be out there. We've got to help the queues that are working now to better themselves and better everybody else. So, I look forward to stepping into a lot of AOs throughout the next months, campaigning for Run Ranger Run and the Darby Challenge. And please, man, if you see me, say hello. I'd love to meet you. So thanks again, C-SPAN, for letting me come on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to go ahead and say that as you're doing the promo tour, if somebody wants, if they have an AO they want you to visit, I'm sure that you can, they can reach out to you directly and they can set something up. So if you're a, if you're an AOQ and you want a special visit, because especially for some of the run or ruck specific, I'm thinking these guys who do the rucking, that ruck like the Blue Ridge, they can probably figure out, I really like this thing of getting out of your comfort zone and doing all three segments. I'm digging that one. We're going to have to come up with a name for it. Yeah, maybe on tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
So when we post this, we'll come up with a name for it. But we're open to suggestions. So if you got a name, or if you got a name suggestion on when you do the trifecta, and I don't want to do trifecta because that's a Spartan thing. So come up with something else where you run it, you ruck it, and you ride your bike on it. So, brother, it was great having you, and I'm going to let you go, and we'll just, thank you for the good work. We'll be watching social media and get all the updates as this thing unfolds. So, thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Talk to everybody else next week. See ya. Thank you.